Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 28th of December, recording at 8:38 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets mostly steady, particularly in Asia. Europe, very little change on the day. Fraction up, fraction down. Wall Street is following in that line. Down just 2 points on the Dow as I speak. So a very quiet day here today, but holding yesterday's gains and in a few instances extending them. That's the big story. One of the better performers was the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, up 1.4%. That had a big day yesterday as well. The H Share Index and the China indices were closed today. Now, government bonds a little bit easier here again today. That needs to be watched. And the dollar is easier in here today also, although off its lows of the day. We're currently looking at, for instance, 130.148 against the euro. That's up 34 ticks. But it had been as high as 132.01 at one stage. And metals, this is interesting here today. Now, gold has been the precious metal performer. It was up $7 for most of the day, and spot gold is up $6.70 at the moment. So these are firming up again. And remember, it was silver over the two previous days, or was it yesterday? I think it was mainly yesterday. And industrial metals mostly up. I think copper was an exception. Nickel was down slightly as well. Grains and beans mostly firm in here, and that's pretty much it. Okay, where are we? What's going on? First, stock markets are very steady overall in this bullish period. Seasonally, yes, I know there's very light volume, and we have seen some markups, but that may well, particularly if it continues tomorrow, put a bit more pressure on investors as they return following the New Year holiday, put more pressure on them to add money to the market. It's still a bullish environment overall. I don't think we're that overbought. Some of the really top performers in here are looking quite overextended. Those will range from Peru, which I think will end the year with the best overall gains of any stock market index for 2006, with China firmly in second place. And the China one is the important one. It's looking somewhat overstretched, but is in the medium term, but is really short to medium term, I should say, but remains very, very strong overall. And I wouldn't want to bet against it. What else so I think I think we're going to see this rally carry on into the new year, and people will derive encouragement from that if it is the case. And in terms of government bonds, when I said we need to watch this sector, those yields have edged up, particularly in the UK in recent weeks, less so in the US, and that's the big one, really. As long as they don't push up too much, then I think that stock markets will continue to do well in this environment overall. Now, the factors that I've mentioned on so many occasions that we need to keep an eye on for stock markets are the government bond yields. I would regard those as the most important. Then the oil price. That just continues to range quietly, so that's not a problem. And I've already mentioned that the government bond yields are not yet a problem. And then the dollar. If and the dollar has steadied recently. I do expect it to weaken. There are perhaps a few too many people who expect it to weaken for that to happen quickly, anytime soon. But when they become a little less bearish of the dollar, my guess is that the greenback will continue its journey back down to the 1990s lows in terms of the US dollar index. And as long as it doesn't fall too rapidly, that won't be a problem for Wall Street. But if the dollar decline is very rapid, and these moves tend to speed up, as you will have observed with other markets, and also seen with the dollar, of course, then the people might feel that it was possibly a crisis, and that would not be so good for stock markets. But none of those factors is a problem today. So really, stock markets, as I say, are poised to rally into the new year. And I maintain that 2007 will be an up year, although it would not be surprising if we saw some sort of medium-term correction at some point during the year. Remember, third year of the U.S. presidential cycle historically is the most bullish year on average. And moving on to these precious metals, I really do think we are building up for another move on the upside. I've written about it today and I posted lots of charts, so I won't really go into that anymore here, except to say that I'm bullish and I'm represented with long positions in all four of the futures traded precious metals. And industrial metals, well, I think they're going to remain generally firm overall. The most vulnerable one, and this has been the case for some months, remains copper. But I don't think it's going to fall as much as people expect or hope. And grains and beans consolidating prior to further gains. Coffee, maybe I should have rolled that position over yesterday. It's up a little bit in here today. Bullish pattern overall, also cocoa. So I think the whole commodity sector will be doing better. That will in 2007. That will not be reflected so much in the CRB index until the oil complex moves. And meanwhile, oil continues to range, as you know. And I had some email that came in, I think today, said, I didn't post it, but said, why do you think that the price of oil is in a support building phase? Well, because it's lost downside momentum and it's ranging, and my guess is that we've seen the low at 55. A lot of people are talking it below that level, which is probably a contrary indicator, and I'll stick with my view unless we see that low at $55 taken out. Meanwhile, all the very best. I will be in tomorrow to post another comment of the day and the big picture long-term outlook audio. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.